Blog Talk Radio.
I like your honey.
Come and shout it. Back it up right over here. Back it up right over here. Right here. Don't move. Work your butt. Think you got a body, baby.
Do your best not to be out, because this is what we're talking about. This is just the beginning of something that's going to expand. We hadn't reached the curve of yet. We're trying to blunt off the curve, deal with the coronavirus, which is COVID-19, but we have to make sure we play our part. So that's our public service announcer that goes on with our show. We thank you for the opportunity to share this with you. Talking Sports Plus. Again, the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school, athletics. And we're going to share some things with you tonight on our format dealing with today's sports in crisis, part two. We had part one about 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago, and we talked about all things that was going on. Now, understand, this show is broadcast every Wednesday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And we just want to talk about some things. Now, my co-hosts, like I said, as soon as they join me, I will make sure I tune them in and make sure they're able to share their thoughts on it. Hails from out of Central Alabama, Associate Director of High School Athletic Association. We want to give him a serious shout-out. He retired in 2018. He worked through 19, and now he's enjoying that fruitful part of the life, and that's Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth. And I said we want to make sure we recognize he's a high school expert. He's bringing all the thoughts dealing with the high school. Also, hails out of North Alabama. So proud to have this young man part of the team. He's a coach up in the Huntsville area at Chapman Middle School. That's Coach Tremaine King Edwards. He has that slogan, and he has that thing, there ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. And sometimes he said, look like they really after me, Coach, but I keep driving, and he's been driving and have a lot of success up there. And again, a good shout-out for Coach Tremaine Edwards. Also, we have the lady of the hour, the millennium, my daughter. So proud to have her a part of the show. She's able to be here from time to time. She's doing a little coaching and doing several other things that are going on, but everybody's out of school now, and hopefully she can tune in. And that's Coach Lauren D. Smith, also another millennial who joined us as an expert from time to time. That's Coach Cameron Yearmer. Last but not least, so glad to have this young man a part of, calling him here, our radio personality. He's our radio personality. He's our radio expert to share several things with us in regards to what we're trying to do here. None other than the Don King of all things, the conductor of the E-Train that travels from northern Florida all the way up to Montgomery, from Montgomery, Detroit, down to Dothan, and make his home in the Arp area. None other than Darrell E-Train Elliott. And those are the individuals that join us as a team. The call-in number to be a part of the show, 937-857-4192. And if you have some thoughts as we talk about the topics here, all you have to do is press 1, and I will recognize you with the last 4 digits of your cell. Then I ask you to join us by offering your name, your location, and your expertise. So we look for you to be a part. The web link, if you want to just go listen to the show or hear the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And last but not least, we have some Twitter accounts. And if you want to tweet the show, you can go to @TalkingSportsPlus with the number 1, @LorenzoDSmith, Darrell with the number 1, @TremaineEdward with the number 7, and @Coach_L_Smith. The show is also being broadcast on Facebook. And if you're on Blog Talk Radio as well as Instagram, you will have an opportunity to go to Facebook. That's facebook.com, BRLDIBERTOSMITH. And if you want to check us out and be a part of it on Instagram, you can go to Instagram, which is Coach Doctor, which is Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So we're out there. Like I said, we are the voice of the historical black college and university. I repeat that over and over again because we have our segment in the high school and middle school. We also talk about the Power Five. So we want to make sure you be a part of this. Something about this show, we're so blessed to have an opportunity to come before you in this manner. In 2017, God gave this vision that I could take a dream that I always wanted to do and make it a reality. And the reality was having a talk show, having a format, having a panel discussion, or having a platform to get the word out to the people, especially when we talk about historical black colleges and universities. We was not getting the news out, so we wanted to make sure we get it out in the high schools and middle schools. A lot of times they focus on the center of the state of Alabama, but the states all around in the southeastern part of this country, we talk about a lot of the high school sports, a lot of the college sport. We talk about the historical black college. So we're glad. So the vision came. He said, go and do this work, share this work, do this, have public service announcements, share things that's going on. Keep us informed through this network. And I'm so glad. As of 2017, we've been on the air now. It's 2020. That was August 27, 2017. We're still rolling. We're still making it do, even through coronavirus. So God is awesome. We give him the praise because we are not guiding this ship. He got this ship, and we understand that with Talking Sports Plus, but the Smith Way production company under the Smith Way Enterprise LLC. So we're so glad to have that opportunity. Like today, our format is, as I mentioned earlier, is full of some outstanding sports topics. Today's sports in crisis, part two. And we're dealing with that. And we know it's in crisis because, you know, everything was canceled or postponed starting probably the mid of February, the end of February. We start getting a lot of counsel, March, and all these things start being canceled, then to the point that all the schools are canceled, especially in the southeastern part of the United States, pretty much. They're not attending school. They're doing online virtual learning now. So this is what's happening. So it has been a major change. So we want you to make sure you understand this is a great opportunity for us to get with our family. Even though we ISO. Now, I don't mean get with your family and have a party of 10 or 20 people. Some people are doing that. They've been told and that. We got various places where the coronavirus is attacking families. It's called they got together, whether it was through a service to lay their loved one down, or choir practice, or whatever, even service in church. They're asking you to ISO, and we have to ISO. But when I say get with your family, if you got to Zoom in, if you have to get on there and go through Facebook and just talk with those individuals in your family, messenger, just talk with the people in your family, find out what's going on with them. But one thing you make sure you tell them you love them, because that means so much. And tell them, I'm here for you, bro. I'm here for your sister. I'm here for aunt, cousin, whoever it may be. We have to come together at this time, but we got to follow direction if we're going to continue to save lives. The stats are blowing up. You see cases all over and around you. There's a possibility to be possibly 100,000 to 200,000 people may pass from coronavirus. So we must put an end to doing pretty much what we want to. If you don't need to be out, stay in. Become ISO. If it means ISO for 14 days and you're in quarantine, quarantine yourself. And that way you can protect yourself and others as well as your family members. So that's what we're talking about, today's sport in crisis. And that's what was happening when all the postponement as well as the cancellation of seasons. And that started happening where we're not able to finish a lot of sports. So the first topic we want to talk about causes spring sports, which we would consider like baseball, softball, track, outdoor track. Those was those sports that was going to take on a new life in the spring. However, all of them was canceled. So we want to look at one of the topics where the NCAA, so we want to discuss the NCAA granting those a waiver for all spring semester or spring sport athletes to receive an extra year eligibility. Now, what that means to a senior who didn't get a chance to finish up his senior year or her senior year in softball or in baseball, track and field, you know, men and women, now they get an opportunity. If they're a senior, they get a chance to come back for an extra year eligibility. The NCAA granted that on last, if I'm not mistaken, on the 30th. They granted that, which was say yesterday, Tuesday. Monday. I go back, moving back a day. Today is Wednesday. That always, this is Wonderful Wednesday. I had to make sure I always remember that Wonderful Wednesday because we come here with all the sports and we share our thoughts. So they granted a year of eligibility to those individuals, allowing them an opportunity to come back and participate. Now, it's a choice. Now, if you come back, it is going to move toward counting towards your know, toward the school scholarship. But what it is, there's zero money in there for those individuals. So if you come back, you basically will end up paying for that last year on your own, you know, out of your pocket. So that's something we're doing. But the NCAA at least took a step back to allow each and every one of these senior athletes who had their season cut off so abruptly because of coronavirus and the pandemic, you have to give them an opportunity. So they got an opportunity to come back. A lot of them won't take the opportunity. A lot of them move toward the workforce. A lot of them will take an opportunity and decide to go into the major leagues who are trying to put themselves in a position to make the U.S. team eventually when the Olympics will come back, which is in 2021. Yeah, so we're talking about a great opportunity. Now, if you want to stay another year, you have an opportunity. But the school also want to make you aware that it will be at zero cost, meaning that you will probably have to come out of your pocket to pay because this is the athletic department don't have the money to cover additional scholarships. You have so much money to cover those scholarships. That's something we got to understand. There's money set aside for the scholarship. A lot of time that money is coming when those conferences meet at the end of the spring meeting, which they didn't get an opportunity to do, being all the schools meeting the spring meeting, discuss the money and split the money up. You know, most of those conferences in the public schools, particularly in the Power Five conference, you know, they look at about $500,000 to $900,000 that is for those schools to be able to let me hit my button right there. For those schools to be able to divvy among those conferences. So we got to understand what's that Power Five. You're talking about the SEC, ACC, the Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12. We're talking about the five major conferences. Then you have your group of five conferences. For example, for your historical black college and university, on that level, everything except football, they fall into the Division I level. And you have the SWAC, which is the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference. Then you have the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, MEAC. Those two conferences fall in that Division I. So all of those athletes have a chance, have a good opportunity, but they do receive funding based on the conference TV rights there in town, whether those games are broadcast. So you got a lot of things going on. So they're granted. But we're talking about those senior athletes, only the senior athletes in the spring sport. Now, the question may come up, what about basketball? That was something we were going to discuss as well. One of the things that cut off the end of the year where we didn't get a chance to play a lot of the tournaments, some of the tournaments stopped after 2 or 3 days for basketball. And it ended up that eventually it was no NCAA tournament. Now, we're going to look at something dealing with that, how much money there was encountered and would be encountered dealing with the NCAA tournament and see how they lost a lot of money by not having the NCAA tournament. But when you look at that, those athletes who was playing basketball and they have completed a year, meaning you completed a full season, a regular season, even though you was in a tournament, they are not waiving eligibility. So you're not able to come back if you're a senior to come back and finish up this last year because in actuality, you got a year. All the things you didn't get an opportunity to participate in post play. So in the end, you really had a season. Well, I wish they could do something better, but then again, you only have 12 to 13 scholarships in basketball for each one of the teams, and you have an extra number 20 in baseball, but that's at another level that you have in this basketball, and you have to both men and female got 13 apiece, and you just don't have room to add two or three athletes. And they just didn't want it. It would have been something that maybe something that happened in a week or so dealing with that. If we continue moving in the direction we're moving in, you will see more. Now, the call-in number for our show tonight is 347-857-4192. Press 1 on your cell. I'll make sure I identify you by calling out the last four digits of your cell. And then I actually give you a name and location if you choose to, as well as what's your expertise, what's your comment, what's your question. Again, we're going to look forward to kind of move forward with this format tonight, and as I was talking about the basketball players not getting the opportunity. Maybe something that may occur later on, but right now it's not happening. So the thing about their college career is over. I'm talking about seniors now. If you reach your eligibility, you got 5 to do 4. Once you have reached that 5 mark, then it's done. When coronavirus hit and you didn't really get a chance to come out how good your team was, and if you remember the rankings, the final rankings, a team end up that really has just been sputtering around with just making the tournament, getting in the tournament, they did, they was ranked number 3, which you can see pretty high in the tournament at the Dayton Flyers. And everybody was looking for so much to happen for them, but it did not happen. So the bottom line is those seniors are either going to declare for the draft, I mean, go in the draft. You have some juniors as well as sophomores and freshmen who are declared for the draft, and then you can move to the next level. Now, also the NBA, as we know, was stopped as well. They'll put on postponement until they can come up with we get a handle on what coronavirus and what effect it's going to be. They're still talking and regularly talking on a full-time thing. So we can see that this was happening. Now, the question that we would have shared our thought on, and I want to share my thought as soon as my team jump in and hoping they're listening and ready to get up here, is that should they be granted the basketball players, should they be granted an additional year? Should they? And I just kind of shared a little bit when you're dealing with the numbers. There's a certain number you can carry on a basketball team. And you're talking about grant and aid. Now, you got to understand, scholarship is nothing but a grant and aid. So an opportunity where you still file your FAFSA, your financial aid, and then it'll determine how much you pay and what's set aside. You're not going to get any money from the NCAA, no more money than this. Now, remember, a lot of that money that's going to be split during this time would come from the NCAA March Madness. Since you're not having it, there's no money coming from there. So you got to work as a fair ball, and your budget's going to be tight, and you're not going to, they said, no, we're not going to do it at that level. And you know, as I look at financially, it's not possible to give you that last moment on your last year when it was cut off to be able to be in the NCAA tournament and not get a chance to play for the championship. It is what it is. We have to move forward and make sure it's a, you know, if we encounter this again, we'll be in a better position because it hit us hard, coronavirus, COVID-19 hit us, it's still hitting us as I speak. And lives are being lost because I saw some situation in New York. You know, it's quite disturbing, but we got to remember that we have a God. He's awesome, and he's going to make sure he takes care of us, and you just be ready to put yourself in order. If you're told to do something, make sure you do this dealing with that. All right, let's move to the next area, which is should the 2020 NFL high school and middle school be counseled? I want to know your thoughts on it. You got a chance to share your thoughts. 347-857-4192. Now, keep in mind, what's going on now is hard to believe with most of your professionals and your medical people saying that by August, everything may be in place where those individuals will get a chance to play football. I'm reading on my Paula Griffin stating that a student athlete in Nebraska is granted an extra year. University of Nebraska Lincoln has been granted an extra year. Yes, now I haven't seen it today, but in regards to the spring sports, they're granted an additional year. But they hadn't come up unless, Sister Griffin, you've got information that I'm looking for right now to basketball. Right now, we know all spring sports, they have an opportunity to kind of deal with that. So it is something to kind of think about. Now, I also have another comment from Rachel Robinson. She said, wow, financial aid, interesting. Yes, we got something to deal with right here. And as I talk about that, it's pretty much dealing with grant and aid. And that's what you're talking about. They ask all those players as well to file a FAFSA as well, all students to file a FAFSA because to make sure so that sometimes they manipulate that money to kind of make sure everybody is covered because you might not have 20 scholars in baseball, but since you're not a revenue sport, you're using money that may be coming from a football program, but you also would take a scholarship and split it in half and offer a student a half scholarship. And things like that. I know they're very unique in that. I just kind of shed a few thoughts on that. And I know this is an expert, Rachel Robinson, member of the Nature 5 Beta Sorority, and knows she works in that financial aid office at a at a major university, and she can share her input by calling in 347-857-4192, press 1, and I will identify the last four digits of your cell and telephone. Now, the discussion was all about should the football season be canceled. Right now, everybody predicted that the football season would go on, but there was Kirk. You had one of the ESPN commentator, Kirk Herbstreit, said that they probably won't be playing football if it continue on. If it continue on, we ain't playing nothing else. You know, not when we have large gathering of people, 10 or more, you're not going to be. Oh, it's a good chance. It's a good chance that that will happen. Also, shout out to Paula Griffin, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you for sharing your thoughts there. And, again, I want to give a shout-out. I'm going to give everybody a shout-out at the end. But I always, but as I see you pop up and you give me comments, I thank you so much for that. Then we'll talk about them. I'll move through them as quick as possible to make sure. So, in essence, we're going to kind of wait and see. We still got a couple of months before we can declare it on football. So we'll kind of see. We're going to take it one day at a time. We are all should be taking it one day at a time. I want you truly to listen to the expert. ISO, go ISO. A lot of us are working from home. Some people have a stagnant schedule at their university, at their school system now. We can't have a large gathering of people, no matter how many teachers and my instructors and faculty people you have at the university that I work at. It's automatically, you know, you had a choice. You will do the online, be at home, and work from your home, and the stagnated schedule when you come in maybe Monday and Wednesday, and somebody that comes in Tuesday, Thursday. So we can kind of work on this and kind of see some like a lot of the graduations and everything that's coming up in May for most schools, maybe in June, may not be able to happen. A lot of online classes are going on. That's what it is. It's virtual learning that's about to happen. And I told somebody, and I don't want to get in there because we're talking sports. Education is about to evolutionize. It's about to change because you focus on online education or virtual learning. This is something different. And a lot of our leaders in education are going to find out exactly what we need for our young people. Do we need face-to-face or we need online, or we just need to have them sitting up in class to class, which is face to face. This is something that's going to happen. You know, it give me a good thought. I may just write a book concerning that. Just check that out. And that's what we're talking about. All right, let's move to the coronavirus. We're going to stop on a lot of things that are happening. You know, I just dropped my Facebook and I'm going to try to get it back up. And sometimes I don't understand why it does happen, but I'm going to continue. To see, I'm having some challenges with this. So what I'm going to have to do is I'm working on a couple of things. So those individuals, if you're on Instagram, you can flip over to Facebook. We have A. Carter 2972 joining us, as well as Noble Soapwork. And I'm going to say that you can join us on Facebook because we're about to use this device to move to Facebook. Thank you so much. But we're going to continue on with what we're trying to do here, because we're having some challenges through our technology, and you know, it's a blessing, truly a blessing. God allows us to be able to do this, but you know, sometimes you have to make arrangements. Sometimes you have to do something different. So those people that was on Facebook, I want you to join me again by going, keep an eye on what's going on. I'm gonna start up my video again, and I want you to make sure you get back on, because we had several people on Facebook, but I'm also looking at where the one of my vices decided didn't want to work. All right, let's move to the next step, which is the coronavirus stopping spring football. We just talked about whether the NCAA will be dealing with that. But before we jump to that, I want to get back to a topic we was talking about. We was talking about earlier when we were talking about eligibility and the financial hit that counseled the March Madness and how it's going to create some problems coming up truly with the financial part. I'm just going to read some information that came out on recently dealing with March Madness cancellation. It's, you know, fresh off the open day, we're getting to to enjoy the second weekend of NCAA tournament. I mean, that's where we are. And society has gotten thrown into a blender thanks to COVID-19. Move down to the annual distribution of Division I school, which you receive each year. You're talking about for Division I school for the March Madness, over $225 million a year would be this year, would have been this year, which is just because they only got started with part of the tournament, is down for what they expected. It's going to be $600 million. That's how much money is being lost because of March Madness. We understand the financial impact. That is the financial impact. So the money normally would go to the universities. When they get to the universities are able to take that fund and be able to, the conferences take it, split it up for their member schools, and that puts money into the budget. Most of the time, most schools on a Power Five, on a Division One level, get wet probably about $40 million to put in their budget. They're not counting all the gate receipts. They're not counting all that, but that's $40 million. They won't have that this year. The small amount they'll get is down from $600 million expected to about $225 million. That's not going to be very much to work with, but it's bare bones. It's bare bones. So they'll have to split right at out of the $225 million that they made because of the games they already had on television. Is that $53.6 million will be split equally among 32 conferences and teams. So, however, one thing we want to keep in mind, because of the basketball tournament not being into existence this year, the NCAA has worked it out where they'll be able to take some of the emergency insurance policy that allows, if that happens, they have additional $270 million available. So they got to dip into their reserve. They got to get $50 million out of their reserve account. So this is something going on that's hurting, but it's something we can't control. There's no complaint about exactly what's going on. We just thank the Lord for allowing us to see another day, and we can't complain about anything. But that's the financial hit that because canceling the March Madness, you're talking about from $600 million expected, $225 million. The conferences, 32 conferences, will have to split $53.6 million. So that's really down because normally the conferences with football, everything, each one of the teams in your Division One, we walk away sometime with 40. Each one of the schools we walk away with $40 million. This is a big blow, but this is what it's all about. We have a challenging days ahead of us, and athletics is a part of our daily life. We're missing athletics. We wanted this would have been week two, and we could have been all pumped up. We did our brackets, and we're so excited, but God has another plan for us. We had to keep on. So March Madness counseling massively hit the NCAA and the schools that it's part of. All right, next up is the coronavirus stopping spring football. The question is, what effect will that have on our schools by not being able to participate in spring football? It will have some type of professional understanding of it and my experience. However, it won't be to the point where it caused them, if they're able to go in August with the preseason and eventually until the Labor Day, they wouldn't be able to play. But right now, there are plans being made to get ready. Nothing's going to be canceled so far dealing with the NFL. NCAA is not canceling anything right now. Matter of fact, I received as a season ticket holder for Alabama State University that the tickets are now available for five games, which is normally five games. And they got a package set up. And since I've been part of for granted about 10 years now, and maybe a little longer, then they sent it out early, which is the end of March, and we got it. So we can go purchase our tickets on yesterday. So we're also, I'm sorry, today. We'll say today. April 1st. So we're all excited about having an opportunity. We're optimistic about the year. We're positive. We want to see that it is going to be a football season. So we look forward to it. So this is definitely a subject to talk. However, since there's no spring football, several of the outlets, sports outlets, decided to put a preseason top 25 for those teams that makes up that Power Five. And the top 25 reads like this. I'm only going to read 10 of them. Now, if you hear your school, get excited. Based on the preseason ranking. A lot of times teams are preseason ranked 1, 2, 3, might not be there at the end. So we're going to kind of see. We have Clemson ranked number 1 for 2020-21. Ohio State ranked number 2. Clemson have Trevor Lawrence coming back and a host of other individuals coming back. So they look to be very strong again. So Clemson has projected to be the number 1 team in preseason and probably projected to make it to the college playoff. You have Ohio State, Justin Fields returning in his second full year, and they expect to be pretty strong as well. The number 3 team is Georgia. Everybody in the preseason polls see Georgia even if not having a quarterback. Now, they had a quarterback to be transferred over there, but they lost their quarterback. So we're looking at a situation where, you know, some adjustment, especially without spring. That puts a new quarterback behind the 8-ball. Quarterbacks like Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields, and a matter of fact, the quarterback at Alabama, even though he may not be the quarterback, he have experience. That adds to it. So number 4 is Oregon. Oregon playing rough. Slapped you in the mouth football out there last year, and they lost to Auburn first, and they ended up losing another game, so they couldn't be in the championship playoff. But however, they look to be strong again in 2021. The rankings got them ranked 4. Number 5 is University of Alabama. Several players that had to come back, so they look to be again as well. Then you had Oklahoma, and we, regardless of what quarterback. It seems like Lincoln Riley with whatever the quarterback he has on the field to make sure they be the best they can be. So you check them out with that to make sure. So Oklahoma is ranked number 6. Number 7, University of Florida. Florida is ranked in there. Dan Mullen is doing an outstanding job. So we'll look for them to be strong as well. They rank 7. Number 8, Penn State. Each year they can muster up somewhere close to that, but they somehow in that tough conference with Ohio State, Michigan, and then you got Iowa, give them fit. And you got several teams that give them challenges, and they somehow lose that 1-2 game that keeps them out of the playoff. Then number 9, you have Louisiana State University, our reigning national champion, LSU, ranked number 9 with a new quarterback and several other players coming back. That's going to be a challenge with them as well. And number 10 in the preseason poll, I said I'm going to give a shout-out for the 10, and that's Notre Dame. So, yeah, Notre Dame ranked number 10, and we understand their challenges they go through. But that's what we're talking about, Coach's Corner. We talk about the sports that's going on. So we look forward to talk a little bit more about a couple other things, dealing with the historical black colleges and spotlight. It's not only going to be basketball. It's just going to be just talking about the historical black colleges and universities, some of the things that occurred in there. In regards to the call-in number, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1. Now, identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell and ask you to give your name and location and offer your questions, comments, or expertise. So give us a call. We look forward to having you. If you got some comments, again, as I shared, I had a crew on one device on Facebook. I lost that group. I have a sort of a new group coming back on the second device, and I appreciate I'm looking at Jen, Jazz, and Joe. She's checking us out. I have my frat brother, Brian Steele. I'm just giving a wave to each one of you all. And then we have Carmen Griffin as well joining us. So it's awesome to have y'all. Thank you so much for taking time to check out Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus, the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the country. Let's talk some historical black colleges and universities, spotlight, information, story, and news. One of the hottest stories going around dealing with one of the SWAC schools, which is the Southwest Athletic Conference. The head coach of Alabama State University men's basketball resigned after 15 years. His overall record was 207 wins, 264 losses. So he resigned after 15 years to move in another direction. So that job is available now at Alabama State University. A shout out to Coach Lewis Jackson, who has been there as a player and as assistant coach, as the head coach for 15 years. Overall record, his overall record was 156, which is 156 wins and 115 losses in the SWAC. And he had been to the NCAA tournament at a total of three times and won the SWAC championship a couple of times. So we're looking at a committed alumnus of Alabama State who was there. However, just couldn't get over that hump when his record, when your win-loss record and your loss part is always great, in essence, greater than your winning percentage, then a lot of times that looked to be changed. They gave him an opportunity to resign and look at seek another position at the university, and he moved forward. So we applaud him for all the work he has done for Alabama State University, true alumnus, all SWAC player with Alabama State University, national recognized player. He's also an all SWAC coach. His team was able to win the championship several times. So that is the breaking news and the turnover in the coaching of the SWAC, SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference. Also, we wanted to kind of discuss tonight in regards to attendance for FCS, which is a football championship subdivision, attendance for the last three or four years. But it's over a long period of time. And what we'll share some numbers about five home games. And those five home games, to show what conference out of the football championship subdivision, you have the top, which is the Power Five, the football bowl subdivision, including the group of five. Then you have the division 1AA, which is the football championship subdivision, dealing with the NCAA. And that was some data and some research done on attendance. And you will be surprised, the conference that led the FCS attendance this past year, but it's been for many years. That school is, or that conference is the Southwest Athletic Conference. They average at 33,762 over five home games. That's what they focus on, five home games. So Jackson State University had 33,762. They was top of the FCS. Now, it's not just the SWAC. It's not the MEAC. Many other conferences make up the FCS. But Jackson State led with 33,000 for five home games. You look at it, well, man, golly. Well, you look at it, that's almost about 6,500 people attended the game. We're not talking about the Power Five. We're not talking about the PWIs. We're talking about the historical black colleges and universities or your smaller schools that fall under the FCS or smaller conferences above. And several other SWAC schools fit right in there with their attendance for last year. You had Alabama State University finish fourth. They finished fourth with a total of 17,000 and 799 for five games. So they was right at about 3,000 to 4,000 individuals that was there on an average, but the average was 17,000. You also had Southern, and let me get this right. Even though it's five games, they averaged at 33,000 per game. Okay? Just remember that. And Alabama State finished fourth with 17,799. Let me correct that so we make sure there's no reason to put them for 3,000 because there's no need for them to be there. So they had 17,000 each game for five home games. You also had Southern who finished seventh. Southern is one of the largest historical black colleges in the United States. And they had 16,957 out of an average for five games. So they were sitting at seven. Now you had some other FCS school, which is football champion sub-division or conference, had to really deal with the SWAC, because the SWAC has led the attendance among all FCS conferences 42 of the past 43 seasons. People attending games in the historical black colleges, especially the SWAC, they're attending games. So we know that is something we can hold out. But our only thing is we need to continue to improve that to maybe everybody should average 33 to 40,000 per game over a five-game period. And that way we can kind of see the surplus of money coming in. A couple of teams leaving and left the historical black colleges and university conferences, which was the MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, as well as the SWAC, the Southwest Athletic Conference, to go be in a PWI conference. And that's North Carolina A&T, Hampton are the two schools that left to go to the Big South. You have in the Missouri Valley Conference, you have Tennessee State University, and also I understand FAMU and Howard are considering making a move too as well. So those are the kind of things going on. But the attendance for the last 42 seasons, out of 43, the SWAC have led that. So a historical black college and university conference have led out of all the FCS schools. Now you may ask the question, what exactly are those? You know, what other conferences make up the FCS, which is football championship subdivision? You have FCS conference like, as I mentioned, the MEAC. They average about 9,782 over for five games. That's per game, so about 40, almost 50,000 people that come into their stadium at their home game for five games. You have the Big Sky Conference. They average about 9,444. The Big Sky is out in the West. You also have schools like the Colonial Athletic Conference. They average about 8,930. And you have the Missouri Valley Conference average about 8,928 per game. And the historical black college team that's in there is Tennessee State University in the Big South, and it's not running any numbers. They're a lot smaller than the numbers listed there. You have, again, Hampton University and North Carolina A&T. So that's what we're looking at in attendance. We're going to say hoorah to the SWAC. Individuals are coming to the game. We're so glad that you're taking time to come to the game. Our biggest thing doing football or basketball, baseball, put your meat in the seat. That's the only way you can show that you support those universities, whatever your universities of your choice in regards to the historical black colleges and universities. I'm not taking and not giving a shout out to those teams that are PWIs or Power Five, a group of five. I'm not taking away because you have more options and opportunity. A lot of times you're inviting the historical black colleges or the smaller, the FCS schools to come play and giving them a lump sum of money. We're saying that if you're a supporter of the historical black college and university, and especially the MEAC and the SWAC, put your meat in the seat coming this fall. If we're able to have any football, if we're able to move to the winner and have basketball, put your meat in the seat, support your university, and that's what it's all about. All right, we're going to move forward and talk a little bit about the still on the SWAC. I just mentioned, and I'm going to get back to the MEAC in a minute and talk a little bit about that. ASU baseball team, even though they didn't get a chance to finish the season, they received some votes in the final ranking of the final National Collegiate Baseball Writing Association poll, which was released on last Wednesday. ASU record was 14-4, 3-0 in the SWAC. their ranking was 31st. So out of all the Division I school, not talking about SWAT, we're not talking about MEAC, we're not talking about the Big Sky, we're talking about the SEC, ACC, because Auburn and Alabama was ranked right there behind each other at 20 and 21, so Alabama State was ranked 31st. Hoorah to Alabama State University. Season was cut short, very short. It ended, but that's their ranking. The final ranking came out, and it was ranked 31. 31st ranking, so we hoorah to Alabama State University, and they have been quite competitive, they have won the SWAC several times, and also made it to the tournament to play in round one or two, so that's good for that baseball team at Alabama State University. Let's get to the MEAC part of this Historical Black Colleges and University. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. If you have some things you want to share that's burning or desire that you want to get out, and I will identify with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, then I will actually give your name and location if you choose to, and just solely offer some, just take time and give us some comments and questions and expertise. So that's what we're talking about in regards to that. Well, as I said, the MEAC, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. As you know, I mentioned two schools have left the MEAC to go to the Big South Conference, which is a FCS, which is dominated pretty much by PWIs, and that takes away from the MEAC. And they are Historical Black Colleges of Hampton and North Carolina A&T, and you have Florida A&M is considering moving to one of the FCS, the PWI, either trying to push forward and get into the Power Five conferences there. Yeah, they're trying to make an effort there. So that is kind of minimizing and bringing down those schools, because out of the last 4 years, 3 or 4 years, North Carolina A&T have played in the Celebration Bowl in Atlanta that was happening in December, representing the MEAC, and played against the SWAC. That's it, when they come with the SWAC challenge. I call it a challenge. And Alcorn State have been representing the SWAC, and they play in Atlanta. It's big, and you get a chance to check out Black College football at its best. So those attendance numbers there shows that the SWAC is number one, as well as the MEAC is coming in at right at about 12 or 13, but they're still there hanging in there. All right, let's look at the SIAC. No news, because everything was cut off. We want to just share the and we want to give them a shout out and continue to give them a shout out. You have in the 2020, they did get a chance to play their tournament, a championship for the SIAC, which is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, men and women basketball. Miles repeated as the SIAC champion. We said hoorah to Miles College out of Birmingham, Alabama. And in the women's side of the conference, you had Benedict claim the SIAC championship over Tuskegee, which at least Tuskegee made it to, the women made it to the championship game, but they lost to Benedict. So we give them a shout out. Miles for repeating for the SIAC, 2020 SIAC championship for men's, and for the women's side, Benedict won their championship. On the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, up on that East Coast up there, you have the 2020 CIAA basketball champion for men's is Winston-Salem. They won the championship. And for women, Fayetteville State ladies won the championship. So those are basically those individuals that make up that CIAA and SIAC. Now we're at the end of the hour. It's been awesome. I'm looking at my time. It's 8:54. This hour went quick. Well, that's what it's all about. There's a couple things I want to share with you before we get off here. I have a couple of books that we have available, and I have a special guest coming on the show on Tuesday night. It's a Dr. Lo show. It's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, and Instagram, and it's at 7 o'clock Tuesday, and this Tuesday coming up, we'll have Marquita Turner and her book. And she's a writer of that book, and her name as a writer in that book is Phoenix Q. Brown. And the name of the book is Behind the Scenes, the rise of the residuals. She talks about her life, what she encountered growing up in Detroit, Michigan. And you need to get the book. And if you want to, make sure you get a copy of this book. All you have to do is to go to the Gmail account for Marquita Turner, and that account will be phoenixqb3@gmail.com. PhoenixQB, which would be Phoenix Q Brown, but she just using the first letters, PhoenixQB3@gmail.com. And I'll hold this book up, especially for those individuals on Facebook. You can see behind the scenes, the rise of the residual. And we will have her as a guest on our show on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. She'll talk about her book. She's also a therapist, which is a clinical therapist, as well as in social work. She's a licensed clinical therapist with in social work, a author, a moderator, and a motivational speaker. If you want to make contact with Marquita Turner, and she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, so proud to have her on my show again. The number, if you want to make contact with Marquita Turner, the number is 734-506-8491, if you want to get a book. 734-506-8491. And it's behind the scenes, the rise of the residual. She talks about her life story growing up. Get this book. I can't give you the course order right now, but if you give her a call or either go to her email, which is phoenixqb3@gmail.com, communicate with her, but she'll be on the show on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the Dr. Lowe Show. It's going to be awesome. Two other books where we're selling, and the part of the proceeds go toward a scholarship fund set up, the Edna R. Smith Scholarship Fund set up. First, we have, and both of these are my books, the book that I published at the end of December, and it was out available in January. The title, Don't Be Scared to Love, talks about chapters relating to love, real love. You know what true love is. Check this book out. The cost for this book is $20. You can go to my Gmail account, which is lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. Again, lorenzadsmith15, all that together, at gmail.com. Let me know whether you're interested in getting this book, which is Don't Be Scared to Love. It's available. We have limited copies left. We're selling pretty fast, and we want you to get a copy. And there's two options to pay for this book. You can go through PayPal, which is Dr. Lorenza, Dr. Lorenza, or go through Cash App, and that's $LorenzaDSmith. $10 of this book from this $20 go toward the Edna R. Smith Scholarship Fund for a graduating high school senior who's interested in attending community college or techno college to work on a license or a certificate, as well as or if they choose, associate degree in cosmetology. We support it. Check this out, all of you on Facebook, all of you on Blog Talk Radio, or on the website. Check it out. Get this book for $20. The book that I produced 3 years ago that's available costs $15 is Education, What Happened to the Passion. And I want you to get this one because it talks about what's going on. It's sort of like what we're in now, where we was moving to a virtual learning. In this book, I wrote about the many years, because I spent over 30-plus years as an educator and still doing the same thing at the university level now. But I retired from working with secondary and elementary level. So I moved toward it. I wrote a book about some things that just may help you. It costs $15. Education, What Happened to the Passion. Check it out. and the cost is $15. $5 from the sale of this book goes toward the Elna R. Scholarship. You know, I see y'all hitting me pretty hard with the love. I need you to get this book. I need you to get Be Scared to Love. Check it out. And see our show tomorrow. That leads us in what we're going to do tomorrow in our show. We have the Love Cafe will be joining us tomorrow at 6 o'clock. I am the host of the Love Cafe, and I want you to check us out. We're going to be talking about some real love topics tomorrow. So I can take an opportunity to roll back and look at exactly what that topic we want to talk about tomorrow, because you're going to get something out of this one tomorrow. And it's why do couples fall out of love? And I want you to call in and talk about that tomorrow at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's the Love Cafe. And we break it in acronyms. The L is for listening. The O is for overcoming or overcame, whatever you are challenging and been in challenge, and that's what love is all about. And the B is valuable. How valuable are you? How valuable is the love? How much are you willing to put in? And last but not least is excitement. That's what it is. Everything. You put it out. Love Cafe. With three part of the menu, you have the starter and appetizer, which is lust. We're going to talk some lust. Then second, we have our entree, and that's the attraction. You see that steak on there when you're in the restaurant? When you could go to the restaurant, you can order and pick up now. And then last, your dessert, which is your attachment. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. Why do couples fall out of love? The time is 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That is the Love Cafe. We had an awesome time tonight. And again, make sure you're ready for our show next. We got the one tomorrow, but on next Tuesday with Phoenix, Q Brown, most of us as known as Marquita Turner, and she's out of Detroit, Michigan, and she's going to be talking about her book, Behind the Scenes, The Rise of the Residual, talking about her life story. So check that out, and if you want to contact her to find out, I will post the information on Facebook. So each and every one of you all are joining me now, and make sure you have an opportunity to share your thoughts on it. All right, let me give a shout out to those people joining us now. I'm a little bit upset when we normally have these difficult technical difficulties dealing with it. We had it on another device, and we had probably about 10 or 15 people already signing on, and it went off, so I lost those people. I can say just a couple of them I saw on there just because I remember them being on there. You had Rachel Robinson. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority out of Florida. I saw a couple other individuals who was joining us, and I thank you for joining us. And that was Brian Steele, who's joining us right here, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. I don't have also on. We had to move from Instagram, and we had A. Carter on there. She's out of Greenville as well. She's out of Greenville, Alabama. And she works over in Lowndes County, and she was joining us as well. We had a couple other people slowly joining us on Instagram as well, so it was great. But let me give a holler and a shout at these individuals right here. We have Jane. I started off by saying Jane, Jazzy Joe, thank you for joining us. So, we're so happy to have you. Also, Brian Steele, I just mentioned, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Carmen Griffin. Carmen, I can't see whether you're a member of that organization or not. But I'm trying to look and see. It's small, very small, Carmen. Thank you for joining, but I'll make sure I come back and give you the shout-out because if you are a member of the organization, I want to give you that holler and shout-out. Honey Smith, that is my biological brother. Thank you, Honey Lee, for joining us so much. My cousin, Rolinda Brown. Thank you, Rolinda, for joining us. Again, Nicole Davidson, one of my former students down at McKenzie School. Nicole is doing real well. I'm so proud of you, Nicole, in the military, doing real and serving our country and protecting us. Nicole, thank you for your service so much. And I'm so glad that I had a chance to teach you back when you was in the early years of your life, and give a shout-out to your family. J. Cole Smith, that's what they know me at down in McKenzie, Alabama. Shout-out to Davidson family out. Thank you so much out of McKenzie, Alabama. We have Mabel Flower, Melba, Flowers, Thank you so much. And I keep thinking about what organization. You got to give me, let me know what that organization you're in, because I do remember seeing it, and I don't want to make the wrong shout out, but I'll check and make sure when you're on again, I'll have it down so I'll be able to let you know and give you that necessary shout out. Also, Yvette Smith, my biological youngest sister, Yvette Smith, she's joining us as well out of the state of Georgia. We have Dan David, another member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So glad to have you, my brother, having you on here supporting myself as a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, but supporting the Smith Way production as well as our enterprise, our LLC, where all of this fall up under. Again, appreciate you for joining us as well, Dan, and we look forward to getting your act in that Greenville chapter. We're looking forward you to be a part of. I'm the president of that chapter. I want to make sure you be a part of it, Dan, as well. So it's been awesome tonight. And everybody that's joined us, I want to give a shout out for another one of my sisters who was on, she was actually on Blog Talk Radio. I could see her number. She was on Facebook. And that's Jennifer Edwards. She's my youngest sister, one of my younger sisters. She was giving, she was checking it out. She was both on Blog Talk Radio as well as on Facebook when I lost the Facebook connection. Again, thank you, Jen, for checking us out and being a part of it. Also, we have Pam, I want to say Pamela Nutter. Thank you so much. She says Ski Week. So you know what, Pam? I can tell you who you are. You're a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, which my daughter is a member of as well. My co-host, one of the co-hosts on this show, which is Lauren D. Smith. Coach Smith is a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much, Pam, for being a part of it. But I want you to come back. But don't forget to get one of the books I have here and the one that you really want to get. We're going to talk a lot about tomorrow night. Check it out. This is Don't Be Scared to Love. It costs $20. Go to my Gmail account, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com, and you'll be able to let me know. We have two options to purchase the book, and I do all the shipping is free. I'll get it to you as soon as possible. Send out a couple of them today. I'm so glad to have those individuals from the show on Monday night to respond and say, I want a book. You can get your book too, Pam, as well as everybody else on there. They're going fast, and it talks about some situations, talks about real love, true love, talks about relationships. Don't be scared to love. The love is a gift. When I tell you I love you, it's a gift I'm giving to you, and I feel like I can be vulnerable enough to give you that gift. That's what happiness comes from. That's what peace comes from. The purchase of this book costs $10 of this purchase will go to the Edna R. Smith Scholarship Fund for a high school need-based senior who's graduating who wanted to go to techno or community college to get their certification, license, or associate degree in cosmetology. Get this book. Love to read, Pam? Get this book. Again, LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Two options to pay it. You can go to Cash App, and that's $LorenzaDSmith, or you can go to PayPal me, and that's DR, which is Dr. Lorenza. Check it out. We had an awesome time tonight. We're getting ready to shut it out, shut it down. It's been always good. You know, my hashtag when I get ready to close it down is keep on grinding. Always keep yourself at the top. Keep yourself pushing through coronavirus. Keep on grinding. If you're working at home, take care of your work. Make sure you get it in whenever the deadline. If you just should be ISO, be ISO. Stay ISO. Quarantine yourself. We don't need to have a curfew. We don't need to have a national a leader tell us to stay in. We should stay in because we all want to live a long time. One little note I want to say. When I talk about my hashtag, that's keep on grinding. But something was said today, and I did notice, I was listening to a broadcast, they said for one of the doctors that one person that carried a trait of coronavirus can infect 400 people at one time when we are large crowds. If we're in the groups where we're supposed to be 10 or less, you know, we're seeing situations where choirs, where they was 6 feet away from each other, but still 30 something of them still was infected with the coronavirus. We had a funeral where they was infected. So, and there was 27 family members. Come on now. We have to isolate ourselves. There's nothing wrong with that. But tell your family you love them, check on them. If you Zoom in on them or whatever, you FaceTime them or you Messenger or whatever you do, check on your family. The second hashtag is communicate for understanding. That is so important. And when you're talking about don't be scared to love, communication is real important. But you do it for understanding. That means that I'm going to listen, just like the acronym for my tomorrow night show at 6 o'clock, the Love Cafe, listening. We both have to listen. That way we can overcome any challenge. Then we'll put our value in what we're doing. And then we can be excited and we can make sure everything works our way. That's the Love Cafe on tomorrow at 6 o'clock. So make sure you do this. But last but not least, as we get ready to shut it down, see, God has been so good to me, and I know to each and every one of you all. And I want to play some music we don't own the right to, but we want to play it. It's something that allows us to kind of touch bases with what's going on. And it's not really a spiritual song, but it's a song by Isaac.
Hello? Am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I want to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh, yeah. I'm the music major.
Taking all that you can take. y'all clapping.